The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus has been preaching and teaching and healing in the town of Gennesaret, which is near the Sea of Galilee. And now Matthew continues, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Well, how rude. How rude. You would think that Jesus had been born in a barn or something. In fact, come to think of it, there's some tradition to that effect, isn't there? A Canaanite woman comes to Jesus and says, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My child, my daughter, is possessed by a demon." Jesus has heard many such pleas. And he has responded in far more kindly ways than he does this morning. And the woman isn't even asking for herself, please note. She's asking for her daughter. She is doing what any parent would do in a similar situation. She's pleading for the sake of her daughter. And Jesus says nothing. This may be one of the few times in the gospel stories when Jesus says nothing. The other time I can think of is when he's before Pontius Pilate, he keeps silence also. But here he says nothing to this poor woman, this Canaanite woman with the demon-possessed daughter. And his disciples encourage him in it. "Send her away," they say. "She's so annoying. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel," Jesus says, "and you aren't one." Almost as though he's saying, "na, na, 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 na." Sounding very much a hypocrite. The very people he criticizes at other places in the Gospels. This is very odd. This whole scene is very, very peculiar. But the Canaanite woman, to her credit, will not be put off. "Lord, help me," she pleads. All the more, "Lord, help me." "Well," Jesus replies, "it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to their dogs, is it?" When did he become such a snob? We have to wonder. He sounds like me on my worst days. Does this sound like the Jesus you know? Dealing with a Canaanite woman, does this sound like the Jesus you know? But again, the Canaanite woman, to her credit, won't be ignored. "Please, Lord, yes, yes, it's true. You shouldn't throw the children's bread to their dogs. But even the dogs," she says, "even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." A great comeback. Yeah, I like this woman. She's got spunk. It's a great comeback. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." This is a remarkable exchange between two people who have no pretenses about each other or themselves. None. No pretenses. The Canaanite woman knows that she has no business approaching Jesus. In their time and place, no single woman, apparently there is no husband involved, no woman would approach a Jewish man to whom she is not related. That would not happen in the time. Jesus knows that he owes this woman nothing. He is an Israelite by heritage. She is a Canaanite. There is a vast separation between the two of them, and he owes her nothing. But the Canaanite woman also recognizes that in Jesus is life, and Jesus recognizes that this woman is hungry for life. No matter what the obstacles are that get in her way, she is hungry for life, and in Jesus is life. This is a completely honest meeting. No niceties, no proprieties, no decorations of any kind. This is just down and dirty, forget the frills. Okay? Eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose, toe to toe, there they are. I sometimes wonder what might happen if we were to seek to meet God in a similar kind of way. No pretenses. No self-justifications. We love self-justifications. I'm a good church member. I come every Sunday. I contribute to the financial welfare of the congregation. I'm faithful in my job. I'm faithful to my spouse. I'm good to my children. And on, we love to justify ourselves before God and tell God what good people we are. No proper procedures. No, got to do step one, and then step two, and three, and four. Don't skip step five before you go to step six. We love proper procedures for things. None of those things. No pretenses, no self-justifications, no procedures. Just empty hands waiting to be filled. That's what the Canaanite woman has. Empty hands, outstretched, waiting to be filled. When I do First Communion orientation with children, that's the gesture I teach them when they come to the table, to let the people know, the servers know, the presider and the servers know, that's your communing. Whatever your age, this is how we know. Empty hands, waiting to be filled. And it's amazing how few empty hands outstretched and open I find among Lutherans. We have a hard time as a household being open. You know, we do. I've come upon clenched fists and pinched fingers and a lot of other interesting configurations. But really, this, empty hands waiting to be filled. Woman, you have great faith. Jesus says, finally, to this woman, you have great faith, your request is granted. Wouldn't you love to see the expression on the disciples' faces just then? Complete confusion. But Lord, you just said, and you just did, and now you're saying something different, and you're doing something different. Drives us crazy. Does this all the time, Jesus does. After the first service, one of the baptismal guests and I were chatting and pondering if perhaps what Jesus was doing is he's exposing the prejudices of his disciples. He's saying the things they'd expect him to say, and then he's turning around and doing something entirely different. That's Jesus loves to do, that plays with our heads that way. Wouldn't you love to see the twinkle in Jesus' eye looking at the Canaanite woman, and wouldn't you love to see the glint in her own eye as well? These two, Jesus and the Canaanite woman, I believe, understand each other perfectly. Okay. They understand each other perfectly and meet together in all honesty, and they invite us this morning to join in their understanding and in their honesty. We come here barely worthy of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Much less are we worthy of the children's bread. And yet we receive both bread and cup. We receive the body and blood of Jesus. We receive gifts freely given from God's own abundant hand. Lord, have mercy on us, we cry. Come and dine, replies Jesus. Come and dine. Let everyone say amen.